Motivation has to be one of the most discussed things, as well as one of the hardest things to produce within yourself. So on this episode of the Calmcast, we're going to talk about it. Friday. My name is Connor Collins. I am a sports injury therapist and a massage therapist practicing 45 minutes outside of Toronto, Ontario, in Canada. And I'm the host of the Calmcast, a health wellness podcast where we talk about all things health, all things injuries, and all things wellness. And this is episode number 27. And for episode number 27, I want to talk about something that I'm lacking quite a bit of right now, to be honest with you. And that is motivation, and talk about, you know, my personal experience with my lack of motivation currently, what I'm doing to help try and replenish some of that motivation, and delve a little bit deeper into my own experience of why I'm not feeling quite as motivated, and maybe help you in terms of whether you're looking to become a little bit more motivated, you want to reframe motivation in general. Today's episode was really sparked by a conversation that I had with Diana, a friend of mine, right at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we were doing a social media live event where we were talking about what our plans were for the pandemic. And one of the things that we were seeing very early on during the pandemic was, you know, this message that was going out predominantly on social media that you needed to come out of the pandemic having pivoted or changed your career, learned a new skill, put on weight if that was your goal, lose weight if that was your goal. But now that you had all this time off, you needed to almost become motivated or have come out of the pandemic with something to show for it. And our discussion at that early time, I think maybe 10 days into the pandemic, was my vision going into the pandemic was more that of restoration, relaxation, enjoying a vacation that I never thought I would have in terms of the time off. That's where this kind of idea for the episode came from, was reflecting on that time now 4 months later almost, and looking at my own lack of motivation sometimes and analyzing it through a different lens. Before we get into talking about the different aspects of motivation and the different influences on motivation at large, let's try and define what motivation means. Motivation is really about stimulating interests as well as stimulating enthusiasm. And if you want to attach a goal to that, then you're stimulating your interest or enthusiasm into a particular goal or subset of goals over a short-term or long-term period of time. And I think this definition that I just got off Google really summarizes motivation quite well. It is quite simply that. What is something that stimulates your interests, and what is something that you're enthusiastic about? But one of the things that I struggle with is, you know, we often motivate ourselves to do quite the opposite. We're motivating ourselves to do things that we might not be that interested in, or we're taking on things artificially and then expecting that we have this internal motivation when we don't necessarily have a vested interest, we're not stimulated by it, or we're not enthusiastic about it. And I wonder how much social media has shifted the traditional definition of motivation into something a little bit less organic. If you look at, you know, the way social media presents things, or even the way that individuals in general would present themselves on social media when they would discuss motivation, they often use words like the grind, or in the pursuit of perfection, being my best self, living my best life. But are they truly painting a picture of what their life actually is on social media? And I think many of us would agree that that might not be the case. We know that everybody struggles regardless of what their social media says. We know that no one is motivated all of the time. regardless of who that individual is, whether they're a business tycoon, professional athlete, people that often, myself included, will put on pedestals to look for motivation from or inspiration from, they will lack motivation at the same time. And so that's the probably the most important thing to recognize, that, you know, if you're not feeling motivated right now in a particular part of your life in general, a goal that you set that you now realize that you might not want to achieve and you might want to change it, trust me, everybody's there with you, including me. There's plenty of times where I will lose motivation or just struggle with the motivation to come up with creative ideas and go back to that traditional definition where I'm truly stimulated or enthused by what I have to take on in the day. So I hope that this will add a little bit of normalcy to the conversation around motivation, rather than, I certainly understand that this is not always the case, but rather than the social media perfectly painted canvas version of what it takes to motivate ourselves or what motivation might be. Why do I think that motivation is such a hot topic in the first place? I think what we want to look at is really, why do we motivate ourselves, or why do we look to other people to motivate us in the first place? And I think that when you're motivated, you feel like, or at least from my own personal experience, you feel like you're going somewhere. So when you're constantly motivated to achieve a goal, you feel like you're moving towards that goal. And we often equate those goals to successes. And then ultimately, a lot of the time, we equate that success, be it monetary, or we're driven by the goal to get in a relationship. We create these successes as endpoints. And at that endpoint, we might perceive that endpoint as happiness. And so we're motivated often to achieve certain things to try and create happiness in our life. And I think one of the most interesting things about research on happiness is that when we look at things that traditionally motivate people, and I understand this is a blanket statement, but if we look at more objective measures like, I want to make a lot of money, or I want to own a house one day, or I want to own a nice car, or I want to get good grades, these measures aren't necessarily associated with overall happiness. In fact, the research shows that roughly if you're making between $75,000 and $80,000 versus substantially more than that, $250,000, $300,000, the markers for happiness are no greater for the person making the $300,000 versus the person making the $75,000 or $80,000. Now, I understand that financial success does lead to a certain amount of stability, but what I'm saying is that beyond being stable and having our basic needs met, objective measures that traditionally motivate us don't necessarily equate to happiness. And so if this is the case, I'm always asking myself the question, why am I motivated to do this? What is the primary drive for me to look at these long-term or short-term goals and understand, why do I even want to do them in the first place? When I've decided to try and reframe this the best I can, the first step that I will do is I will try and get clear on this question. I will ask myself, am I motivated to do this, or am I looking for someone else or something to motivate me to do something? And I really actually don't want to do this. Now, I understand that in life there are things that we often are required to do that might not necessarily be particularly stimulating for us, but there are many long-term and short-term goals that we can set, and upon further reevaluating them, we realize that these actually aren't goals of mine that interest me or stimulate me per se, and I'm actually not motivated to accomplish these goals. I've looked for someone else to motivate me because I truly haven't got clear on the question, what really drives me, what really stimulates me, what really motivates me. So that's question number one that I'll ask myself. Try and get clear. Am I motivated to do it, or am I looking for someone else externally or something else externally to motivate me because I'm actually not that interested in it? From there, I'll ask myself, what is the current circumstance that I'm in? Is this a feeling that I will continually have over and over? Or is this a circumstance or a period in time relating to a particular goal that I have? Am I continually struggling with the same narrative that I'm not motivated? Am I in a career and I've been in it for 10 years and 2 to 3 times a year, I lack motivation to go to work? I really dislike my job. It's affecting my relationship. It's affecting social and physical aspects of my life. And I'm just not interested anymore. This no longer stimulates me in any positive way. Or is this circumstantial? Is it, I like my career or my relationship 95% of the time, and I'm really not motivated in this particular circumstance because I dislike one aspect of this particular barrier or hurdle that's in front of me, but I understand that I need to harness some type of internal motivation to allow me to seek this discomfort and be motivated through it. And I understand that by engaging in this uncomfortable goal or uncomfortable feeling, there's going to be some sort of self-development on the other side that's going to motivate me further. I think there's a really big difference there between looking at something that's continually bothering you versus, again, a little hurdle or a little circumstance. Having really just this conscious awareness allows you to then reframe, like I said earlier, what you're truly motivated to do in life. One of the things that I will continually ask myself is continuing to motivate myself doing more harm than good? So if I go back to these examples of social media, because there are so many messages that we receive through social media platforms, and then many of the people that we interact with in social settings, our peers, are communicating these social media messages in our personal interactions as well, because they've then seen them through the lens of Instagram, Facebook, what have you. The continual message of, do I always need to be setting short-term and long-term goals? Do I always need to be making lists every day of everything I need to do? Do I always need to be on the grind all of the time, working, go, go, go with no rest? From probably my mid-20s till my early 30s, for 8 or 9 years, this was the message that I told myself. Until, as you will learn from other podcasts, I burnt out completely, both physically and mentally. And the reason that that was I just had this message of motivate yourself continually. And it takes me to my next point, that you have to ask yourself, are you unmotivated or are you just tired? When I feel this coming on now, I will stop everything and I will do something that I really, really enjoy that's not related to any of the goals that I have. And to be honest with you, my favorite thing to do is to do nothing, which is watch mindless TV, maybe eat some ice cream, maybe go for a walk, go for a hike, go for a drive, get together with friends, have a drink. And as long as you're taking this mindful approach with respect to motivation and things that interest you and stimulate you, you can very easily understand when you're getting burnt out versus I'm just no longer interested or motivated in this particular aspect of my life. If you're not consciously aware of that, it's very easy to get those two things mixed up, where you'll say, look, like, I don't think this career's for me anymore. And you actually still really enjoy your career, but because you've been in the grind, you've been trying to maybe pay down a bunch of debt, and you've been working 40, 50, 60 hour weeks for the last 2 or 3 years, you've just lost complete disinterest in it. It's basically like you're going to your favorite buffet, and when you first get in there and you have your first plate, you really, really enjoy the food, and by the second, third, fourth, 10th plate, if you're me, that food is the last thing that you want to eat ever again. And then a few months pass, you know, you're really craving that food again. Are you just standing at the buffet table continually motivating, 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 and you have no chance to step away, allow the food to digest, and get hungry again? If you're always on the hamster wheel, it's very, very confusing to truly separate lack of motivation for burnout. I think another really important thing, as we're talking about being burnt out and looking at motivation in general, is do you really understand what inspires you, not what you think inspires you, which is often coming from other people? And are you continually being dragged down by others' expectations of you and being caught, again, in that hamster wheel, whether it's you're not aware, you're scared to really tell people what motivates you and what you're interested in? I mean, for the longest time, all I wanted to do was own multiple clinics. And I worked really hard with the goal of opening multiple clinics, big clinics, and that's what I thought I wanted to do. But the real reason this was because I was looking at other people and what other people were doing, and I was, while they were motivating me, I truly wasn't evaluating the messages that I was receiving and seeing whether or not it aligned with my values as a person. And what I began to understand only recently, probably within the last 2 or 3 years, is I'm very comfortable where I'm at in my career. There are things in my life that are substantially more interesting to me than my career, that motivate me more or equal to my career. And I want to devote some of my energy towards those things rather than have this goal of opening 5 or 6 or 7 clinics, when that's really not going to change my life that drastically outside of some of the monetary gain. I feel like putting my energy into some of these less objective things will be substantially more fulfilling, and I'll require a fraction of the motivation to be involved with them. So this was me for the longest time. I didn't actually understand what I was motivated by or what I was inspired by. I was just taking the messages of what a lot of other people were telling me: work hard, you'll be rewarded financially, you know, set short-term and long-term goals, you know, you'll open a clinic one day. And this is what I hear from a lot of young students, a lot of young therapists that are looking to me for advice. The same things that I remember thinking is, I want to open a really big clinic, and I want to have all these practitioners and people working for me. And I'll stop them immediately and ask them to try and reframe that and see whether that's truly what they want. And if it is, great. But if they can get the same thing by working a little home practice and doing some outreach in other ways in the community, maybe some charitable work, maybe working at home allows them to have a split career where they can do therapy, for example, and real estate if that's something that they're really passionate about, or it leaves them time to work on their garden or work out more, and having that flexibility. The positive aspect of having that flexibility is it's going to return tenfold and only make you more motivated and inspired in all aspects of your life, rather than being so focused on one particular goal that you think is motivating you, that you're so, again, caught on that hamster wheel that you can't look at different aspects of life that interest you, and or you don't actually even understand what inspires you. And for me, that was a very difficult place to be, because when I reflect back on that and look at the fact that I worked probably 8 years with my head to the grindstone and never stopped for something that I truly wasn't really even inspired by, is a difficult thing to try and not regret. This brings me to one of my final points, and that is, are you already motivated enough, and you just need to understand, to appreciate all of the work that you've already done? This is another thing that I am terrible at. This is also something that I've recognized in a lot of my peers, colleagues, and friends that are highly successful, that they are also not very good at. So for me, if I was motivated to achieve a goal and that goal was achieved, I would not even think about it. I would often not even celebrate it. And within 5 minutes, I would already move on to the next goal. My celebration was crossing it off the list. And this was no matter how big the goal was. And for me, the thing that shifted my perspective was when people that I was around would remind me of the successes that I had and force me to celebrate them and enjoy those moments. And I think this has been for me the most profound piece of advice that I've received, the most profound experience that I've had, is that you might be very motivated and you're so hard on yourself that you don't take any time to enjoy the successes that you had. You don't take any time to pat yourself on the back before moving forward into your new goals. And so this goes back to one of my earlier points where maybe you just need to slow down and you need to do nothing for the day. You're just having a day where you celebrate or you go get a massage or you go out for a walk or visit friends and you tell them about the successes and the achievements that you had and allow them to build you up so you're ready to go back with more energy, you're more vibrant, you're more inspired, you're more motivated than ever, rather than losing sight of things and always being grinding, 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 and you never have that opportunity to really reflect on what you've done. Because again, what's the point of being highly motivated when you're not taking any time to enjoy the fruits of your motivation? It literally makes no sense. However, this seemingly being the most obvious piece of common sense advice that I could have ever been told or ever realized, it took me probably almost my whole adult life up until 2 years ago to really realize that and enjoy these moments, especially the big ones. Now, if none of this podcast has resonated with you and you're still feeling completely unmotivated, then that's okay as well. And it's okay to not be interested or stimulated by something. Sometimes that is a message in and of itself. Sometimes in reflecting and going through the process, you realize that what you've been motivating yourself to do is something that you're actually not interested in at all. And there are various textbooks, programs that talk about how interested are you in something and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. And I've taken some of these concepts and used it with my students a lot of the time. And I'll say rate your interest in therapy on a scale of 1 to 10 or rate your interest in your career on a scale of 1 to 10. And you could do that now. So just take a moment and think about something that you're not motivated by and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, the first number that comes to mind, no real thinking about it. If you didn't rate that particular thing an 8 or greater, so 8, 9, or 10, then many experts in the field of self-development would suggest that you're lacking inspiration or motivation towards that particular topic or goal, citing 7 out of 10 as the most difficult place to be. Which means you're kind of motivated by it or you kind of enjoy it, but you're just to the point or border of tolerating it. Whereas 8, 9, or 10, you start to develop passion about it. It's something that you really, really enjoy. It's something that you never see yourself not doing. But that 7 out of 10, you're not quite sure. And I think one of the really important things in life is ultimately, again, trying to be happy. And the more of those 8, 9, or 10s we have in our bucket, the happier we're going to be. When we're consistently being dragged down by 7s, 6s, and 5s, things that are continually not motivating us organically, and we have to garner this self-motivation or try and pretend that we're truly passionate about something that we're not, we start to get very tired, very overwhelmed, and we lose interest very quickly in other aspects of our life not necessarily related to that particular topic. So if I look at this topic for myself, what I have to understand is I have to understand and be mindful of, am I truly motivated by this? Is this something that I am garnering my own internal motivation by, or am I motivating myself because of the expectations of others or messages that I've been told by other people or social media? Am I tired or do I need to recharge? And then lastly, is this something that truly aligns with my interests as well as taking opportunity to enjoy the successes that I've already had so I can motivate myself further? This has been a very, very helpful approach for me over the last 2 to 3 years. I hope that there's something in this podcast that might click for you or create that light bulb in your head that allows you to push yourself to either change your course, take a break enjoy the successes that you've already had. I am by no means an expert on self-development, motivation. I'm merely, again, just telling my story to attempt to offer my listeners some sort of value. As always, I want to hear from you. What have you found to help motivate you in your life? What have you changed in the realization that you actually weren't motivated by something that you thought you might be prior? I'm always interested to find out. Please leave it in the comments below. As always, have a great weekend, folks, and we'll see you in the next one.